When they lost their hope of moving Joseph, they went aside to confer in private. The eldest of them said, "You know that your father had taken a solemn pledge in the name of Allah, and you also know how you fell short of your duty with respect to Joseph. Therefore, I am not going to leave this land until my father gives me permission or Allah decides for me, and he is the best of all judges. Go back to your father and tell him, 'Father, your son committed theft. We did not see him stealing. We testify only to what we know. How could we guard against the unforeseen?' You may inquire from the people of the city where we lodged and the caravan in which we traveled that we are indeed telling the truth." When they went back and told all this to their father, "No," cried their father, "your souls have contrived a story for you. Well, I will bear this too with good patience. Maybe Allah will bring them all back to me. Indeed, he is the knowledgeable, the wise." He turned his face away from them, crying, "Alas for Joseph!" His eyes became white with grief, and he became sorely oppressed. They said, "By Allah, it appears that you will not cease to remember Joseph until you ruin your health or kill yourself." He said, "I complain of my distress and grief to Allah alone, and I know from Allah what you do not. O my sons, go and search for Joseph and his brother. Never give up hope of Allah's mercy. In fact, none despairs of Allah's mercy except the unbelieving people." When they went back to Egypt and entered Joseph's office, they said, "O exalted one, we and our family are in great distress. We have hardly any money. Please give us full quota and also some charity. Surely Allah rewards the charitable." Hearing this, Joseph, who could not contain himself any longer, replied, "Do you know what you did to Joseph and his brother while acting out of ignorance?" This took them by surprise, and they said, "What? Are you really Joseph?" He replied, "Yes, I am Joseph, and this is my brother. Allah has indeed been gracious to us. In fact, as for the righteous and patient, Allah really does not let the reward of the righteous be wasted." They said, "By Allah, certainly has Allah preferred you over us. We have indeed been guilty." Joseph said, "There is no blame on you today. May Allah forgive you. He is the most merciful of those who show mercy. Go, take this shirt of mine and cast it over the face of my father. He will recover his sight. Then come back to me with all the members of your family."